The other topic, you know, honestly, that is top of mind. We had retailers in today, some very nice retailers in from Indiana today. We had some nice retailers in from the Northwest a couple weeks ago, and I mean the elephant in the room is this DCM topic that we're talking about. And you know what? I can't begin to tell you the number of hours and the energy and time and resources that our company has put into this. And you know what? It's been frustrating, and it's frustrating from several avenues. It's sad to hear some of our independent retailers that their traffic is down a little bit because of some of these some of this going on, and you know, it's affecting our business a little bit. And again, we're fortunate to be a solutions-based company where we have both grain-free and grain-based diets and lots of different proteins to select from. We're very fortunate that millions of dogs do extremely well on our products. But, you know, it was a reminder when the FDA came out as aggressive as they did and making some statements that it's still very much a work in progress. We have been funding research on this topic for over a year. We have tweaked our formulas as we can. We will continue to get better when we know there are some things that would be recommended. But the FDA came out pretty aggressive on some of this, and it's affected our industry. It's affected our growers. It's affected our farmers in our backyard. It has not been fun, and it's been a challenge. And again, I'm confident we are going to be better than ever at the end of the day, but it's challenges like this that are a reminder of continuing to do the right thing, focus on doing the right thing, maintain your relationships, and work together and get through this. Because again, this is a big industry, but it's also a small industry. We take a lot of pride on who we work with, and you know, it's the challenge of today right now, and we're taking it on head on the best we can, and we'll get through it. But you know what? We appreciate the support through some of this, and we're always here to answer questions on any topic. And I think, Susan, you know us as a door is always open, phone lines always open. So we look to being as transparent as we can along the way.
And DCM stands for dilated cardiomyopathy. And I know the FDA had done some initial reporting that looking for the causes for it, and some of the upset you're speaking about, Charlie, is that research is not in, but there have been some talk about linking this heart condition with pet food or some ingredients in pet food, and that's what still is unknown. I mean, the facts right now are we're not really sure, and that's why you were saying research is being done on it. But of course, we, as you said, we're all passionate about our pets. Every pet owner loves their pets, and you as a pet manufacturer care very much about. So that's where some of this upset is coming from, wanting to get down to the bottom of, you know, what are the facts that are not in. I want to, you know, stress that again, and then how to proceed forward.
Well, thank you for saying that, Susan. I kind of jumped the gun here, and I appreciate you summarizing that very nicely. And you are spot on. And you know, again,